to order here. Appreciate everyone coming on this lovely afternoon here, May 10th, year of our Lord, 2005. The first item on the work session agenda is Senate Bill 5550, the Public Utility Commission. Senator Westland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5550 is the budget bill for the Public Utilities Commission. The PUC regulates investor-owned electric and natural gas companies, as well as certain telephone and water utilities. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee approved a total budget of $142.7 million and 124.0 FTE. The approved budget includes the addition of a pipeline safety inspector and a part-time office specialist, and the reclassification of 9 positions. The budget was also adjusted to reflect lower PERS contribution rates. The subcommittee directed the agency to develop additional performance measures, including measures that reflect the activities of the Energy Trust. I recommend Senate Bill 5550 be amended and reported out with a due pass recommendation.
Very good. Senator Westland's recommended the bill be reported out with the dash one amendments. Any discussion?
There's no general fund in this.
No, this is a Public Utility Commission. All other funds. Right. Other funds not limited.
OS. Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I'd recommend Senate Bill 550 be passed and sent to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Westland's move. We move this bill with the dash ones. Any objection? Any discussion? So ordered. Senator Westland before. All right. Senate Bill 5551, Treasurer of the State of Oregon, Senator Morse from Albany and parts around Albany, including Corvallis.
Corvallis.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5551 with the dash one amendment will become the Senate budget bill for the Oregon State Treasurer. The Treasurer is the state's banker and provides debt management, banking, and investment services to state agencies. The Treasurer also administers the Oregon 529 College Savings Network. The Treasurer's operations are funded entirely from other funds, from fees for banking and investment services, and an assessment for debt management services. The budget was reviewed in detail by the General Government Subcommittee of the Joint Ways and Means Committee. Your Senate members recommended approval of a total budget of $26.9 million and 75 positions, or the equivalent of 74.6 FTE. Of this total, $3.5 million for pass-through banking service charges is non-limited, leaving total operating expenses subject to limitation at $23.4 million. We made a number of adjustments to the governor's recommended budget. Two of the adjustments were requested by the treasurer to bring the budget in line with actual operations due to changes that occurred since the original budget was prepared. The others were technical adjustments to reflect the reduced PERS contribution rate and correct an error made at budget and management during the budget development process. The other adjustments made by the Joint Subcommittee were to A, increase the non-limited portion of the budget for banking services by $500,000 and place $2.7 million for investment services under legislatively controlled expenditure limitation. B, provide an additional $188,000 for salaries of staff whose positions were vacant and being recruited when the budget was prepared. The staff subsequently were hired at a pay level above Step 2 provided for in the budget. And C, provide an additional $52,000 to reclassify a vacant position that will be used for a legal manager position that has been recommended by an independent consulting firm that was contracted to review Treasury's investment staffing structure. We reviewed the Treasury's performance measures and made a number of suggestions for revisions and instructed the Treasurer to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee on its performance measures before the 2007 legislative session. I recommend the bill be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Morris recommends that Senate Bill 5551 be reported out with the dash one amendments. Due pass. Discussion. Objection.
That gives you a motion.
Okay.
So moved.
And again, any objections? Seeing none, So ordered. Very good. Senate Bill 5552, Department of Energy. Senator Bates, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 552 is the budget bill for the Department of Energy. The department promotes energy conservation and renewable resources, oversees the cleanup and transportation of nuclear waste, and sites new energy facilities. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means and Natural Resources Subcommittee approved a total budget of $163.1 million and 84.71 FTE. The majority of the budget, $139.7 million, is in non-unlimited funds from the Small Scale Energy Loan Program, which provides low-interest loans for conservation projects. Subcommittee approved reestablishing five limited duration positions and three reclassifications to address continued workload needs. A new limited duration position was established to support renewable energy and emerging energy technologies. The agency was directed to report back to the emergency board on the status of these projects. The subcommittee reduced the budget to reflect the lower PERS contribution rates. I recommend Senate Bill 5552 be amended and report out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator.
So moved. Excuse me.
Thank you. Senator Carter moves Senate Bill 5552, Department of Energy, the floor with the dash one amendments. Do pass. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5553, Board of Medical Examiners. Senator Westland, please.
Again. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5553 is a budget bill for the Board of Medical Examiners. The Board regulates medical doctors, doctors of osteopathy, podiatrists, physician assistants, and acupuncturists through licensing and disciplinary programs. Agency operations are funded with revenue generated from licensure and registration fees. The agency received no general fund. The Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Human Services approved a budget of $7,089,013 other funds and 34.3 FTE. The governor's recommended budget has been reduced by 2% to reflect the PERS rate reduction and the agency's withdrawal of a policy package that would have expanded the eligibility for diversion program services to include mental health conditions. The subcommittee encouraged the agency to bring this concept back to the 2007 legislative session. The approved budget includes an increase of 1.2 FTE to address investigative and compliance monitoring workload. Workload has increased 75% since 1998, while staffing has only increased 11%. Automation and processing streamlining efforts have been exhausted. The approved budget also includes an increase to allow nationwide criminal background checks on new applicants. I move Senate Bill 5553 be amended and reported out with a due pass as amended.
Very good. Senator Westland moves Senate Bill 5553 with a dash one. Yes.
Ms. Chair, before we move this, yes. Seldom do we have a chance to give kudos to a well-run agency, and I see the head of the agency is here, and I'd like to give, we combed this budget well, and I'd like to give kudos to the executive in charge. And with that, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5553 to the floor for due pass recommendation.
Thank you. I'd also comment that I appreciate the subcommittee looking at the performance measures and the agency making some changes. I very appreciate it and makes a little bit better budget. Is there any further discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Carry, Mr. Chair.
Senator again. Thank you, sir.
He's so hoggish.
He's doing heavy lifting, man.
I'm reading him.
Senate Bill 5554, Marine Board. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5554 is a budget bill for the Oregon State Marine Board. Marine Board registers and licenses recreational boats, provides on-water law enforcement patrols through contracts with public safety agencies, and awards marine facility construction grants to local governments. This board receives no general fund support. It's funded entirely by other and federal funds. The major other funds revenue source are registration and title fees and motorboat fuel taxes. The Joint Committee and the Natural Resources approved a total budget of 28,700,373.39 FTE, which is 31,248 less than the governor's recommended budget. The 31,248 reductions were reflecting the PERS rate and about 4,000 in the Department of Administrative Service assessment. Subcommittee approved $854,020 in the budget to fund a public service education campaign designed to clean air and water by providing technical advice and educational information to marina operators and boaters. To increase improvement projects at boating facilities and public access sites, and a reclassification of four positions to reflect changes in agency business practices and to conform to a statewide class study. I move Senate Bill 5554 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you very much, Senator. Senator Nelson recommends the bill out with the dash one amendments. Any discussion? I would just comment that I had some problems with the performance measures in this board and still have some problems. A lot of them are okay output. Most of them are outputs. There's three really good outcomes, I think. And hopefully that will be addressed over the interim as they look at their performance measures. But overall, pretty fine budget.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator. Thank you.
Senate Bill 5554 on the Marine Board to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Carter's moved the bill to the floor. Due pass the dash ones. Any objection?
What's in your hog and all the motions?
So ordered. Well, we got our work done in record time. Of course, it helps me have subcommittees, joint subcommittees, doing a lot of very hard work to make it possible. So I appreciate all the work you've done in committee for the last 2 months trying to put these budgets together. We will adjourn here and be back at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.